Over 30 years ago, 79-year-old Edna Hart and her husband started the Orwigsburg Food Pantry. Edna says the need for food is even greater today.
Basically, the church had a little tiny pantry where they knew of certain people that were not feeling well. They would give them food, like any church does. But I noticed that this woman in front of us was trying to get by on nothing, almost. My husband and I decided that this had to be done in more than one church. It had to be done all over the place, not just our church. Originally, there was four churches that joined us. Then we started what was the Orwigsburg Pantry, and we were getting just a little bit of food here and there, that we were feeding everybody every month, and we were meeting regularly, and we were getting what we could out to make sure everybody got what they could. And we got Boyers on board to help us, and we got the Lions on board to help us, and we got the school on board to help us, and the Boy Scouts on board to help us. And then we started getting bigger because we discovered that more and more people needed help. It was getting bigger and bigger every year. We became a 501c3, and we've been doing this for over 30 years.
Edna, how many people are you feeding in Orwigsburg?
About 125 every month.
So in order to feed all of those people, Edna, you need to have some sort of an organized process. What's your process?
Well, we pack boxes of food, and originally we were inside the basement of the church. But when COVID came, it was better outside, so we became a drive-through. Originally, they walked inside and picked what we had, but now we do boxes of food. Everybody's box is the same, but we have a table of other items, like hot dogs, hamburgers, eggs. This month is flour. Also, we have pet food, but we have as much as we can possibly get donated.
When it gets closer to the holiday seasons, Thanksgiving and Christmas, how does the pantry handle those special seasons?
We do ask them what they would like for their families at Christmas, and we do the children's gifts at Christmas. And we do books for children every month. One of the nicest things, which makes me smile, is I had a guy tell me that because of the young books we gave his daughter, she taught him to read. And that was the happiest day of my life, I think.
Edna, that's an amazing story. You know that you're providing the food to the people, and all of these great churches are coming together because they have that same idea, and you're coordinating all of this.
Now there is 9 churches involved.
9 churches.
9 churches in the Orwigsburg area, and we have a board of the 9 churches. I'm president. My husband is vice president, treasurer. My Laura Field is our secretary. The 9 churches each send a delegate, and they're the board. They make all the decisions.
How do you decide on what kinds of food you're going to be giving out to people?
Well, we have a set list. They always get this certain list of food, and then we do other things which are donated or which we think they would always get stuff that you could prepare meals with. Like I said, this month it'll be the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the flour and the vegetables.
Edna, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that your idea would grow and include 9 churches helping hundreds of people?
No. When we did 25, I thought it was rough. I thought it was amazing. 125 families. Some families are 8, some families are 2, some families are only 1.
Does that surprise you, that food insecurity has grown over the last few years?
No, especially now with the cost of living. It got so much bigger in the last 3 or 4 years. I know we went from probably 1,000 to like 1,500.
Edna, how is it, since the cost of living is a big factor with a lot of these people coming to the food pantry, how is it that you're able to still afford being able to feed them? How do you keep it all organized?
A lot of work. Mm-hmm. Especially even this morning. I have a list of people, of terrific, wonderful volunteers. I have great, great people who will come out Saturday in the rain. And they will be there setting up before I even get there. There's a grand group on Tuesdays who all the food that has been donated and sorted and put it on dish shelves. And then there are others who come on a Friday night and pack. Each church does the packing of the food in the boxes. And then Saturday, then there's another great group that comes and puts it all out for the people. And then the Lions are so great that they come and put the boxes in the people's car.
That is the spirit of cooperation, to be sure. Now, I know you probably see a lot of people coming back to the food pantry because they need supplies. But when somebody doesn't come, maybe a regular doesn't come to the food pantry, do you get worried?
I do get worried, yes. They kind of tattle on each other. They know each other, or I see them in the street. Mostly they need friendship, and that's what they are. They're like neighbors. If I come to the grocery store and I can't reach something, I've had the guys help me pick things off the shelves. Any one of them will see me on the street and they'll tell me about so-and-so being in the hospital or somebody has moved in with their son. They'll tell me he won't be back anymore because he's moved in with his son.
You really have a strong connection with the people who not only come into the pantry, but also the people who are working at the pantry, too. You're very connected.
They're really like a neighbor.
But feeding all of these people, I mean, is it exhausting for you? Is it a tiring thing for you?
Oh, no, no. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and that's tiring for me, not the work. I come home happy, but I'm tired, yes.
You told me the story about how you got involved just by seeing that one person, and that one has turned into over 125 in Orwigsburg.
Yes.
So how can we help these people a little bit more?
They do need friends. They need friends. Some of them are very lonely.
And this is probably the only interaction they have with other people that they know. So you're really providing multiple services. You're providing food for the body. You're providing food for thought. You're providing food for spirit. You're doing a lot of things with this Orwigsburg food pantry, you and your husband, and this whole group of churches. Do you all get together as a committee, the nine churches, and talk to the people, give them courage, speak with them, and counsel them in any way?
Yes. One of our members is a psychologist. So we push them off on her.
What fulfills you most about running this food pantry 30 years?
I just enjoy doing it, that's all.
And how long do you think you're going to continue running the food pantry?
Oh, I'm always going to be there. I'll probably fall over there.
I hope not. They need you. You are a strong woman, and you saw that there was a need over 3 decades ago. And you're still doing what needs to be done. You're feeding the people. What kind of feeling do you feel knowing that you're helping so many people?
Tired sometimes, but happy. There's a lot of people that help. A lot of wonderful volunteers. I feel good. Good about the whole thing.
Edna Hart, president of the Orwigsburg Food Pantry. Every third Saturday, over 125 families receive food items, plus a little humor and hope from Edna and her great volunteers. For Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.